The Lexington-based Community Action Council serves 30,000 people in four bluegrass counties. Just last year, Director Malcolm Ratchford says his agency saw a $1 million cut in state and federal funding. As a result, the Head Start preschool program lost spots for 80 children. With funding scarce, Ratchford says they could charge fees for some services in the community at large.
We do a weatherization program, and many of our workers, contractors, are certified in electrical, replacing furnaces. You can do that and offer that same service in the community for a fee. It doesn't have to be just for low-income folks. Then what you would do is take that money and put it back into your programs.
The Community Action Council employs 275 people and offers some 43 programs. Some programs may be eliminated. Others could be shifted over to other agencies, freeing up staff for new responsibilities.
I have data that shows that we've served families for 10 or more years for emergency situations. So you must consider what target do you need to do next, meaning how do you get them to economic security and do long-term things such as programs that build on financial fitness.
Ratchford stressed this wouldn't mean a cut in programs that help low-income residents pay for heat, air conditioning, food, and shelter. Instead of paying for their utility bills, Councilmember George Myers thinks some of that money could be better spent on home improvements.
How do we shift that from paying for the utility bill every year to insulating the house?
Right, exactly.
So that we're not paying the utility bill anymore and moving on to the next family that needs help.
Ratchford, meanwhile, would also like to see someone on staff who has a better understanding of the council's impact on the economy. He says such expertise could help the agency make its case for additional government and private funding. For WEKU News, I'm Stu Johnson.